Welcome to Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV. And we are just about to jump into the action here with Terry Bell. But before we get rolling on that, I wanted to remind you we are brought to you in part by McKintry's Home Furnishings. We are also presented by Professional Floor Covering. But wanted to talk about what's going on over at McKintry's. They believe that everyone who labors has made America strong, prosperous, and a great country. To celebrate Labor Day, McKintry's is having a store-wide sale. McKintry's Home Furnishings showroom is filled with sofas, reclining sofas, sectionals, and chairs at unbeatable savings. Like Lazy Boy recliners starting at $349 and love seats starting at $699. Also, you can save big on Simmons Beauty Rest and Symbol mattresses. Dining room and bedroom sets are also marked down for this event. Add the finishing touches to your home with pictures, area rugs, and accessories. McKintry's offers you all the latest styles, always designed to fill your home with comfort and quality. Hurry in now and discover the Labor Day savings at McKintry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Sale ends Saturday, August 30th. McKintry's will be closed on Monday, September 1st to celebrate Labor Day. And now, without further ado, here is Terry Bell on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Thank you so much, Jake. We are joined today by Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop. If you'd like to join the conversation, we invite you to do that. You can call us or text us at 920-887-9595 or call us here at the studio at 885-4446. Mayor Bishop, thanks for coming down to Beaver Dam to talk with us for the next hour.
Thanks. It's nice to be here. Normally I come on Tuesdays, but apparently the sheriff had to be here Tuesday. So okay. I get bumped to Friday because Dale's more important to me and he's going to hear about it. Oh. I tease Dale.
Everybody's important.
Yeah. Dale and I have been friends since second grade. And I've always been a Cubs fan. And he's always been a Brewers fan. And he's just been rubbing it in lately. So I had to take a dig at him.
Well, it's a good year to be a Brewer fan. Heck, good week to be a Packer fan.
That's exciting. Yeah. Because I am a Packers fan. A lot of people are like, do you like the Bears? And I'm like, no. It's kind of a fluke thing. So I grew up as a kid in Waupun, and my parents were from Illinois, and my mom loved baseball, and we had WGN TV because we had cable. And then obviously WGN radio would come in, so you could always follow the Cubs. And back in those days, the Brewers were in the American League, so they never played each other. So as a kid growing up, I rooted for both teams. And so even to this day, I go to Brewers games and I root for the Brewers. The only time I don't is if they're actually playing the Cubs. And I just wish they didn't play each other so much because it's kind of hard on me because I do like both teams.
Yeah, it was easier when the Brewers were in the American League.
Yeah, back in the old BJ Surhoff, Robin Yount, Paul Molitor days, you know, not that I'm aging myself, but. Yeah. And I even remember listening to the games on 1430 out of Beaver Dam when Bob Uecker would come on and say his station ID thing when I was a kid. And it's just. I don't know. It's sad that he passed away. Like, as a kid, we had Vin Scully and Harry Carey and Bob Uecker and, like, all those great baseball announcers have passed away. And it's just – it's a different era now.
But yeah. Yeah. Things – the only constant is change, I guess.
The only constant is change. But the Packers made a big trade, and I didn't see that coming, so I'm kind of excited now.
Yeah. I heard a lot of talk, but it was one of those things I thought, oh, nothing will come of it.
Yeah.
But then it happened.
We were drinking beers on my back deck last night watching the Badgers game. And the conversation is this the biggest move the Packers have made since Reggie White? And at first, I'm like, that's an overstatement. But the more some of my friends were breaking it down, it could be. Defensive player gets to the quarterback, and it kind of gives you that – like when Reggie White came to Green Bay, it's like, wow, we are back. Like, this is going to get good. And I was excited yesterday. So, like, I'm ready for the season to start.
Yeah, yeah. It was an exciting time for it to happen. A lot of exciting things happening in Waupun. Mm-hmm. You had a visit from some officials from the Trump administration.
We did.
To take a look at some of your infrastructure.
Yeah, so the waste, if you go by Waupun at nighttime on 151, you see this building that glows, it looks kind of pink or red, and that's the expansion to the wastewater treatment plant. So we've been operating a wastewater treatment plant like every city does for a long time. But then we had to meet our DNR mandate several years ago to lower the phosphorus that goes into the river. And Waupun was, depending on how you look at it, chosen or picked on because we are on the headwaters of the Rock River, and then the water flows through the Horicon Marsh. And they keep tightening up those numbers on the PFAS and the phosphorus that gets discharged into the river. And so we put that that expansion on for $37 million. The good news is, by going first, because we were chosen or picked on, is we got low interest loans from the USDA and a lot of grants that went toward it. And so the plant has been done. It's discharging the water. It grows an algae. The algae eats the phosphorus out of the water. And then we will start selling the algae to algae brokers who actually recycle the algae for things like the sole in your shoes or the battery in your cell phone. So hopefully we actually get to get some revenue off of that too and keep the taxpayers of Waupun's sewer rate pretty flat. The cool thing is, and why we had all these important officials there, is this is the largest of that ABNR system in the country right now. There's a few smaller ones operating, but Little Waupun at 12,000 people, this is the biggest one operating currently. And our wastewater discharge into the Rock River is the cleanest wastewater discharge of any community in the country at this point. And so, yes, Andrew Iverson from the USDA came from the Trump administration, and Senator John Jagler came, Representative Mark Bourne came, Congressman Grothman had a representative there. So it gets federal and statewide attention of what this plant is doing. And it's the future of treating wastewater for rivers. As you go down the river, the Mayvilles and the Horicons and stuff, they're all going to have to do this at some point too. Waupun just went first. And, you know, Waupun's a really good city for the environment and, like, and water. Our drinking water is the best around. You buy a bottle of water at Piggly Wiggly, and in the small print, it says a reverse osmosis municipal plant. That's what Waupun has. We currently have the only one in Wisconsin. Other cities are coming and visiting our water treatment plant because they're going to copy us. And the reason it is Waupun has a really high rock content. So if we didn't have the reverse osmosis water plant, your water would be terrible. So the city takes care of it for you. So if you're a Waupun resident, you don't need a water softener. Your water, it comes to your house, goes through the RO system. It's clean. It tastes really good. You can wash your car with it, do your laundry with it. Like I said, you don't need a water softener. And then on the dirty side, our wastewater plant, we're discharging the cleanest water that you can clean. We could take the water from the wastewater plant, pump it right to the water plant, send it through the RO system and to your house, and you would not know the difference. The only reason we really don't do that is because it's in your mind, like, ooh, recycled water. But that's kind of the way God has it set up, right? The water goes in the river, it evaporates, it rains, goes to the ground, and we pump it up. But the technology is that cool. And Waupun has been, we're super fortunate. It's a small staff over there at the water treatment plant, but they're really smart. They're very dedicated. They keep the place running. They're growing the algae. The water discharge is meeting permit. And it's just, it's really exciting. And so it was a cool event on Wednesday when it started at 1:00. I gave a little speech and stuff. I had left at 2:00. They'd already had 150 people come through. And it went till 4:00 and it stayed busy the whole time. So the community is really wondering what it is and what it did. And a lot of residents were really excited to come out for it. And I know I talk a lot, but one cute story from the event. The day before was my monthly visit to the community center. And it's mostly the senior citizens who come out because it's 1:00 on a Tuesday, right? And I get about 60 to 70 per month. And I was promoting the event Tuesday. And sure enough, most of those senior citizens, they were all there right away, 1:00 on Wednesday. And the first tour group came through and I was still there greeting people as they were showing up. And one of the older ladies who's caught on to my sense of humor, she shook my hand and she goes, "I looked down that hole, Mr. Mayor, and I think I found my turd coming through." I'm like, "Oh, good for you." And all the old, they were great. They laughed. And it was just a really fun event to have the community turn out for. And while that's kind of a silly story, it just goes to show you, I've stood there where the water comes into the plant and then where it discharges. And it's amazing how in 15 hours it cleans that, because it stinks, it's brown, it's full of garbage and debris, and it goes into the river and it's cleaner than the water already in the river. So it's the science behind it's fantastic, and Steve Schramm and the guys over at the wastewater plant in Waupun do a phenomenal job, and I'm fortunate to have them working there.
Very good. We are talking to Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop about all kinds of things, and we're going to take a break right here and be right back on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts, we've got the smarts.
Send the kids back to school in style with everything you need from St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County. Whether you've got grade schoolers or college freshmen, St. Vincent de Paul has you covered at unbeatable prices. Find furniture deals throughout the store, perfect for snagging that comfy couch, kitchen essentials, and some fresh threads to start the semester right. Shop St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Shop smart, save big, and support a great cause at St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County.
God bless from your friends at St. Vincent DePaul.
You know that old Wisconsin saying, if you don't like the weather, just wait a few minutes. Well, JB Mechanical is here to ensure your home's heating and cooling system is ready for all of it. As your trusted local HVAC expert, JB Mechanical installs top-of-the-line systems to keep your home comfortable no matter what Mother Nature throws at you. From chilly mornings to warm afternoons, they've got you covered with precision, care, and expert service. Invest in your comfort today and give JB Mechanical a call online at jbmacllc.com. Your proud trained dealer.
As a fellow military veteran, I relied on my team to get through very difficult missions. We had each other's back and supported our teammates through thick and thin. If you find yourself struggling to make it another day or know someone who is, reach out. Support is at reachoutwis.org.
Paid for by Advancing a Healthier Wisconsin Endowment, with support by the Medical College of Wisconsin, the War Memorial Center, and reachoutwis.org.
An official message from Medicare.
I'm saving money on my Medicare prescriptions. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $24,000 a year, or married couples who make less than $32,000. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out.
Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
It's 95.3 WBEV and Community Comment with more. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. Our guest today is Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop. And if you have anything to ask the mayor or say to the mayor, this is a good sort of open kind of office hours kind of time of the airwaves. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call or a text at 920-887-9595 or toll free at 885-4446. And it's fall, which means in local government, it's budget time, and you're up to your neck in budgeting
numbers.
Right now.
I joke with our city administrator, Kathy Schlievy. There's two seasons at City Hall. We have budget season, then Christmas, and then it's budget season. And budget season, it's good and bad at the same time. So there's some things we don't know yet. We don't know what our shared revenue numbers are going to be. I'm hopeful they're going up some. And then the second thing is MSP payments, which is funds that the state sends to a city like Waupun, because we have so many state-owned properties in it to help because they don't pay taxes, right? So it helps us fund the fire department more than anything in the ambulance service. So I heard that might go up, and those would be nice. So there's some stuff we don't know yet, and then you get every department head's wish list, and then they have to trim it down, and then you've got to – the worst part of this job. Every year, like, yeah, they have to shop the health insurance, and like, I ran for mayor to do all these things for the city of Waupun and not run a health insurance company. And it's just, and it's not my city. It's every business in the country deals with it. And that's the hardest part, because I don't want to cut the city employees or anything. Like, they do a really, really good job, and I'm thankful for them. And they work hard, and sometimes they're underappreciated, and they work in a spotlight too. Like, you look at the Department of Public Works on some of these snowstorms, it seems like everyone on Facebook knows how to plow the street better. And like, these guys, they're out there at 3 a.m. They do a really nice job. The streets are cleared. They're good guys. And I'm really thankful for them. So I try to take care of our people. And then there's just, you got to make choices as you move along. And some of the bigger ticket items the city's looking at is, when, not if, but really when, to expand or start something new with the fire department as that continues to grow. I don't know if now is the time, but it might well be. I'm asking questions on that. And then we have this state mandate on stormwater ponds, which drives me crazy. I just talked about like our wastewater plant, and I'm all for doing cool things for the environment. And I'm not against stormwater ponds, especially when they can help with some of our flooding. But the state DNR has mandated the city of Waupun to build $8.5 million worth of stormwater ponds. And that's before we even buy the land to build them all. Like last month, you did a news story on the parcel we bought on Gateway Drive across from Holman's. And so that'll be one of the ponds. But we don't have the available land to build all that they're asking. And that frustrates me, because I'm willing to work with them, but can you throw me a bone here and help a little bit instead of just a mandate? Because I want the river to be clean. I love fishing in it. I take my kids fishing. I don't want garbage in the Rock River, but I just think we need to work together, because we also have a housing shortage in the city, and I don't want to end up like taking up property that could be paying taxes and have a house with kids that go to our schools living in it for a pond if we don't have to, if that makes sense. So I kind of would like the state to work with us and compromise a little bit, but I'm just one mayor and I don't know how much they care. So that's one of the more expensive issues that we work with, but I'm hopeful that like by the time we get to November, we will be passing a balanced budget. Some of the things I'm working on is I'm continuing to put money into the old buildings the city owns. So some of the things we've knocked down in my 3 years in office is the old Carnegie Library building, which is where the Waupun Historical Society is located. The roof's new. It's all tuck pointed. We're putting in new windows. So that building's good for another 100 years. I'd like to invest in the historic city hall. Not everybody at the city agrees with me, because the building's underutilized and it needs some updates, but it's coming up on 100 years old, and I think the residents of Waupun would like to preserve that building. And one of the reasons I want to is we have all this activity in downtown Waupun, which is part of the budget, but we've got all these people buying these old buildings, and the city's helping, but most of it is out of their own pocket, and they're buying these old buildings, and they're fixing them up, restoring them, and saving them, because we've torn a couple of down. And I think it sends the wrong sign if the business communities investing in old properties and we would leave ours. So I'm a hard no on that. And not everybody loves that. But I'm going to keep fighting for City Hall. And then also in this budget, you're going to see a lot of work on the back alleys of Main Street. Our downtown has a lot going on coming out of COVID. We've got multiple clothing shops. The shoe store's fantastic. The jewelry store is 150 years old. And then I know you've had him on your show, Tom from Real Sports Cards. It's the number one, what is his claim to fame? He's the number one seller of Topps baseball cards in North America.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's in downtown Waupun.
That's crazy.
So people come from all over to his store. And we need more parking. So we're going to redo the alleyways behind those businesses. There's a building and a house we're tearing down. We're going to redo the parking lots, try to move some of the utilities, make it more user-friendly. And then with the Hoya Hop Brewing Company now in Waupun and expanding, you know, people love breweries. I was just at Uga Brewing in Beaver Dam on Monday. I get up to Ripon a lot, to Knuth Brewing. Now Waupun's got one. So there's just a lot going on downtown Waupun, and I want to keep that momentum going. And so my frustrations with things like the stormwater ponds, I could do a lot of good with $8 million, including some ponds. I just can't do them all. And there's two things about me. I'm half Irish and I care a lot about Waupun, so I can sometimes get worked up. But I just want to keep the momentum in Waupun going. There's so much good there and it's a great place to live. It's the fifth safest city in the state to be. The morale at the police department's really high. It's fully staffed for, and it has been for a year now, but it wouldn't, over a decade where we weren't doing that. Fire department staffing's getting back to where we need it to be, and they're running an EMR program to help with the ambulance service, and Mike and BJ do a great job over there. I'm worried that they're working too much. So I think Waupun's great, and I just want to keep that momentum going.
Getting back to the stormwater ponds, is there anything, any kind of negotiations that you can enter into with the DNR? If you can make a case that you don't have or can't do what mm-hmm. they're asking. I mean, we've heard about unfunded mandates from local leaders, you know, for a very long yep. time, and when what an issue that is. But is there no room for any kind of compromise?
Yes and no is the answer. I know that's kind of political, but here's the thing. Many years ago, the council did pass and requested a bit of a waiver to buy some time. The DNR did give it to the city. I've always been iffy about that because they're only getting more expensive when the land's still not available. Like, we're not lying. The other thing is the city has had for almost 25 years now a stormwater utility fee that goes on your utility bill, and it's based on how much of your land where isn't grass. Like, so the water's got to go somewhere, it comes to our system. And it's, the utility works really nice. It's not a lot of money. It pays for the street sweeper. It helps us with the infrastructure costs of stormwater and some of these ponds. But this is one of these things that drives me nuts as mayor. So this last year, or going into this year, the stormwater utility fee is showing a $65,000 budget shortfall. So I said, well, why don't we just raise the stormwater utility fee, whatever it is per person, it's probably cents, and just bump it up 70 grand and gives us a little bit of a cushion, and we have a stormwater fee that's balanced. Oh, no, mayor, we can't do that. We got to bring in this expert and consultant and this long-term plan. And I'm like, so you're telling me I got to spend taxpayer money to hire a guy to tell me how much I have to tax the taxpayers when I already know? And that didn't sit well with me. The other argument I had is when the argument was, well, they're the experts. I'm like, isn't the DNR the expert? They're the ones that gave us the mandate. Why can't someone from the DNR come in and say, well, maybe you should do this or that or give us some ideas? And they don't. They just stay in Madison. And the other thing, too, everyone's afraid of the DNR. They don't like me coming on your radio showing poking at them because, you know, they can make your life miserable. But we can't be the only city in this predicament. So I'm kind of hopeful if I'm the mayor stupid enough to go out there and take the first punch, maybe a few others will follow, and we can get some momentum in the legislature where, hey, these cities and mayors, they're not opposed to the ponds, they're not opposed to the environment, but they don't have all this land and they don't have all this money. And then the other two thing to point out is in the countryside, in the townships, none of these mandates are intact. So all the farmers are tiling their fields, and they should, right? Because it helps with the water runoff. It runs into the creek that runs into the river. So I have to build all these ponds to catch the runoff, and they just dump it out there. Like, there's got to be more equity to all of this. And then somehow, like, Milwaukee doesn't have to do any of this. Oh, these are just things that, when Waupun's getting picked on, I get kind of worked up. And I feel like the biggest thing I can do as mayor is try to be our city's biggest lobbyist. And I used to joke with our legislators, I try to be a friendly pain in your butt.
Okay. We have so much to talk about, but we need to take a break right here for the news. We will be right back on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
If you love brats and having a chance to win a lot of money, then don't miss any stops on the 2025 Brat Fry season and 95K sweepstakes presented by Purdick Premium Meats. No food or drink purchase necessary to participate in the contest. While there, help the John Moser Children's Radiothon and purchase a Purdick Premium Brat with a soda or water for just $2. Find the complete Brat Fry schedule on the Brat Fry page at dailydodge.com.
Our next two Brat Fries from 11 to 1 are Wednesday, August 20th at Mayville Tire and August 29th at JB Mechanical.
Save big on your next painting project at Menards. Get long-lasting color with Pittsburgh's Grand Distinction Exterior Paint and Primer in one. It's highly dirt-resistant and provides a mildew-resistant coating. Save big on Grand Distinction Paint. The perfect combination of strength and beauty. Visit us in-store. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. The two best things in life are a great sleep from Slumberland Furniture and your favorite radio station. This is 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump has revoked Secret Service protection for Kamala Harris, saying that vice presidents typically only have a detail for 6 months. Former President Biden had extended her protective detail an additional year. Chicago could be the next showdown city for immigration enforcement. According to multiple law enforcement sources, the administration is preparing to expand operations in Los Angeles and increase an ICE presence in Chicago as well. House Speaker Mike Johnson saying he supports Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. over the firing of CDC Director Susan Menarez. He says the agency needed a shakeup.
We'll have to see how all that sorts out. The CDC plays an important role in the government and in our society, and we want it to be strong, and we want it to be restored to its original intent. The secretary's made a good point that the existing leadership was not doing that.
Johnson also says there are no plans to bring any gun control legislation to the House floor after the shooting in Minneapolis. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. A Beaver Dam native caught up in Wednesday's mass shooting in Minneapolis is no stranger to tragedy. Father Dennis Zarin is the pastor of the church that runs the school where two children were killed and 17 others were wounded. In 2017, Zarin was part of an interfaith group that rallied around a Muslim community center in Bloomington, Minnesota, after it was bombed. A Cambria man is accused of committing internet crimes against children. Brett Berryman's internet provider flagged some allegedly illegal images. The 36-year-old was convicted on 4 counts of child porn possession in 2017. Law enforcement says it expects to file more charges. Vice President J.D. Vance says tariffs will bring jobs and wages back to the United States. He was in La Crosse yesterday to promote the Trump administration's economic policies. On the other hand, Governor Evers' office says Trump's big, beautiful bill will increase costs by millions and cause hundreds of thousands of people in Wisconsin to lose their health insurance and food security. The highways should be busy this Labor Day weekend, and Wisconsin transportation officials are urging people to drive safely. The Department of Transportation encourages seatbelts and discourages cell phones. Drivers should also mind posted speed limits and move over for emergency vehicles. There's more about all this at DailyDodge.com. And the Shalom Wildlife Zoo in West Bend is welcoming 4 new tiger cubs. 2 of them are rare, 1 white and 1 golden. The zoo's co-owner says there are only 200 white tigers in the world and even fewer golden tigers. TMJ4 reports the cubs should be big enough in about 2 weeks for them to venture out of their barn where the public can get a better look. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Slight chance for showers today, otherwise cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 69. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, slight chance for showers. Lows level off around 54. Mainly cloudy and foggy early tomorrow. Slight chance of rain showers. High of 73. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently, 61.
New Pella windows from Hometown Glass and Improvement do more than just boost your home's curb appeal. They boost energy efficiency and save you money. Say goodbye to drafts and hello to lower energy bills. With Pella windows, your home stays comfortable year-round. Hometown Glass and Improvement will help you through the selection process and make installation easy. Your satisfaction guaranteed. Visit Hometown Glass and Improvement showroom in Beaver Dam or online at hometownglass.com.
Vamos a la playa conmigo, Wally Lukashensky. When we head to Mexico, no Spanish speaking required. Memory Making Travel and WBEV are teaming up for the Waves, Beaches, Escapes, and Vibes getaway the first week of February 2026. It will be a vacation filled with incredible memories and nonstop excitement with yours truly, as well as our very own Charlie Dern. We'll partake in the fun and keep those who sadly have have to stay at home updated as well. The paradise you dream of is tucked away in an exclusive adults-only gated beachfront community just 35 minutes north of the Cancun Airport at the beautiful Secrets Playa Mujeres Golf and Spa Resort. Imagine white sand beaches, spacious suites, 16 bars and dining venues, entertainment, and a world-class spa. Steps from a Greg Norman 18-hole golf course. Enjoy paradise. Head to DailyDodge.com, discover more regarding the accommodations, and book with Holly at Memory Making Travel today. Don't delay. Limited rooms are available for the Waves Beaches Escapes and Vibes Getaway.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBAV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It is community comment here on 95.3 WBEV, and we are just about to jump back into the action here with Terry Bell. First, wanted to remind you we are presented by Professional Floor Covering and Abbey Design Center at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. Visit their website at proflr.com. They are locally owned. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. If you want your cabinetry to not only look beautiful but to last for years to come, go ahead and give the team at Professional Floor Covering a call or visit them in store, obviously. They partner with top brands to offer unrivaled quality and craftsmanship. And from traditional to modern kitchen cabinets, their cabinetry team is here to help inspire you and create your perfect dream kitchen. And now we will jump back into the action here on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you, Jake. We are talking to Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop today, and if you would like to join the conversation, go ahead, give us a call or a text at 920-887-9595 or give us a call at 885-4446. An important responsibility you have coming up is checking in on, Waupun, obviously being a prison town, and you're going to have a meeting about disturbance control. And since the prison is right in the middle of town, I mean, that sounds to me, to a layperson, that that's pretty important.
It kind of is. One thing that's really unique about Waupun is we do have Waupun Correctional. Everybody knows that. It's the state's oldest prison. And I believe it's the fifth longest continuing servicing prison in the entire country. So there's a lot of history there. One other thing that makes Waupun, though, really unique is we have three prisons within our city limits. I poked around and done a little research. I don't think there's any other city in America that can say that. Attending the disturbance control meetings and the quarterly community corrections meetings is something that the mayor of Waupun should do, and it makes this job very unique because there's other mayors who have prisons in their cities, but none of them have three. So the Waupun Correctional, the annual disturbance control meeting is coming up, and basically what we do is we just make sure everyone knows who everybody is, and so the first half hour is kind of boring. And then they do like a tabletop or a worst case scenario, and then what different people's responsibilities are. And when I first got elected mayor, I just thought part of being the mayor was knowing something was going on at the prison. But there's actually stuff that they would expect of me to do. For example, they want to stage the news media in the auditorium of the Waupun City Hall if there's ever something major going on. That's fine. And then they're like, we would like the mayor to give updates to the press because the residents are going to want to hear from the mayor, not just some guy at the prison. I'm like, that makes sense. I never would have guessed that. So these are meetings that I try not to ever miss because hopefully it never happens. And the staff at the prisons are very professional, and nothing that massive has happened since 1982 or 3. So I'm not overly worried about it, but it's good to take the training just in case. And Yeah, and like I said, it just Waupun's so unique that way. We have three prisons within our city, and we're really used to it. When I did my old job in partisan politics, I'd travel the state to go to different Republican events, and I'd say, "Hi, I'm Ron from Waupun." And they'd be like, "What's it like to have a prison in your city?" I'm like, "Well, we got three of them." Like, what? And I'm like, "Yeah, the prison's next door to my kid's daycare and across the street from the library. It's just they're on the other side of a wall, and the city's very safe, and the correctional officers do a fantastic job." And as you know, with the last state budget, our city fought really hard to keep Waupun going in our city because it's a huge part of our history and our heritage. Everyone in Waupun has a friend or a relative who works there, and many of those jobs are generational. Their dad worked there, their grandpa worked there, and so on. And they're good jobs. So after two state budgets ago, you can start as a new employee at Waupun Correctional at $44 an hour, plus you're in the state retirement and health care, which are both pretty good, and you're doing okay. And it's a hard job. It can be thankless at times. It can be stressful, especially at a prison like Waupun. Like, half the people there will get out someday, but half aren't because of what they did. And a lot of them have nothing to lose, and they treat the staff pretty terribly. But one cool thing is I took a tour of it a few years ago, and every license plate in the city – or every license plate in the state of Wisconsin is made in the city of Waupun. And I got to see how they make all the license plates, and that's actually kind of a neat thing. So that meeting's coming up. I think it's September 9th, and it's just something I should go to. And generally, the Dodge County Sheriff's Department's there, Waupun Police, Waupun Fire, emergency management from Dodge County. Fonelac County usually sends someone to because it's only a couple of blocks over the line. And it's just – it's a really good thing to have, and it gets everyone on the same page. And you know, because while hopefully nothing ever happens, something could happen.
Absolutely, and I guess it's pretty remarkable, and I think it just goes to the fact probably that everybody's keeping on top of things, that there really hasn't been in a long time a public disruption, any kind of disruption that affected the public outside of the prison.
Correct. Largely is because I think it was after that 82-83 situation, they started the academy. So the correctional officers, they get training before they go in there. And it's just, they are professional. And I stick up for correctional officers, which when I first ran for mayor, I didn't see that as part of the job. It's just kind of the way things fell with the way the news went. But we do a lot in our society where we thank and honor first responders. But you see first responders, right? You see police officers, you see firefighters, you see ambulance folks. The correctional officers, they go on the other side of a really tall wall and you don't see them at work. And then they walk out 8 or 16 hours later and go home. And so sometimes they think out of sight, out of mind. And one of the things I like to remind people is if you want a safe society, part of that is putting the bad guys away, but they've got to go somewhere. You just can't say lock the door and throw away the key and then not want to fund the prisons or take care of the people who work there, which we weren't doing, which is why the staffing was coming down. But since the budget of a couple of years ago and the pay increases, staffing, it's slow, but it's getting better and morale's coming back. And these are good things. And I do like the current Secretary of Corrections, Jared Hoy. Since I never met the previous guy, but Mr. Hoy came in and he got my number and he called and then had me save his number. We text message back and forth. He tries to make sure I'm always in the loop if it's going to involve Waupun. He wants to know if something's going on in Waupun that he should know about. So they hired a new warden. She starts in Waupun or has started in Waupun. And I texted if I could meet her and see the prison again. He's like, "Yep, we've got some onboarding stuff to do." When he goes, "I have a conference. I'll get a hold of you next week. We'll set something up. So plan a day at the prison." And I'm like, "Okay, cool." But it's good to have that communication. And years ago, the relationship between the city and the state wasn't good. The two sides didn't talk to each other, and then they'd get mad at each other. And I think one thing I'm proud of is we have this really good conversation, and we may not always agree with each other, but at least we're talking. And I have to say Secretary Hoy does seem committed to keeping Waupun and keeping it having that good relationship with our city. So I'm happy with the job he's been doing.
Time for a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam believes that everyone who labors has made America strong, prosperous, and a great country. To celebrate Labor Day, McKinstry's is having a store-wide sale. McKinstry's Home Furnishings showroom is filled with sofas, reclining sofas, sectionals, and chairs at unbeatable savings, like Lazy Boy recliners starting at $349 and love seats starting at $699. Also save big on Simmons Beauty Rest and Symbol mattresses. Dining room and bedroom sets are also marked down for this event. Add the finishing touches to your home with pictures, area rugs, and accessories. McKinstry's offers you all the latest styles, always designed to fill your home with comfort and quality. Hurry in now and discover the Labor Day savings at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Sale ends Saturday, August 30th. McKinstry's will be closed on Monday, September 1st to celebrate Labor Day.
Buying, selling, totally unsure, got a million questions and don't know where to start? Hey, odds are we've already helped someone through exactly what's on your mind. That's what we do. Whether it's paint colors, pricing, or panic, we've got you. Visit us at KladowskiRealEstate.com, find us on Facebook or Instagram, or go old school and give us a ring at 920-219-9212. Kladowski Real Estate, your trusted real estate advisors. Problem solving with a smile.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
I'm Corey Sparks here live at our Brat Fry at JB Mechanical on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Stop on down for a Pernat's Premium Brat with a soda or water for just $2. We have a lot of great things going on here at JB Mechanical today. Plus, take your shot at our 95K Sizzlin' Sweepstakes, presented to you by our friends over at Newman Pools and Hometown Glass and Improvement. See if you can crack the prize vault and win $95,000. I am here with Josh at JB Mechanical. Josh, just to start out, what does a 10,000-foot view of JB Mechanical look like? If someone's walking through the doors for the first time, they kind of know what they have to get done or they want to get stuff checked out. What do you guys do here?
We take care of everything. We service all makes and models. We are a trained Mitsubishi dealer, but it doesn't matter if you're doing a remodel, new construction, looking for an equipment upgrade, we take care of everything.
Josh, how long have you been around this community working with JB Mechanical and serving the Beaver Dam and surrounding area?
I was born here in Beaver Dam, been in business now since 2016, serving the community, worked for a few other people before that.
Awesome stuff. Well, Josh, you guys have a lot of prize giveaways going on, everything like that. We will check in with you later today. Everybody else, do not forget to stop on down here at JB Mechanical in Beaver Dam. This is 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dot.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It is 95.3 WBEV and Community Comment with the last segment for today's Community Comment. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. And we do have just a few minutes left, but still plenty of time for you to join the conversation. Go ahead and give us a call or a text at 920-887-9595 or call us at 885-4446. And I thought maybe we'd take these next few minutes to just generally talk about the state of Waupun.
Well, today I think everyone's getting ready for the holiday weekend. And then, like, kind of city-related, school started up on Monday, and then for all the kids on Wednesday. So one of the things coming up at the September City Council meeting is Julie Schmidt, who's the principal at Waupun High. She'll come and give her annual update of like a state of the school thing to the council. And I encourage people to come or tune into that. So then you get an idea of what's going on in the schools. And she does a great job. Like, she'll talk about some of the challenges they have, but she really highlights the great things they're doing there that sometimes doesn't make the news. And Julie's a great advocate for the schools and the school district and the teachers that are there. And I'm not just saying that because my wife is one of the teachers that works there. But my kids go there too. And so she does a great job. And I don't think she gets all the credit she deserves. But anyway, at the September 9th council meeting, she'll be there giving an update. With the state of the city, like we were talking earlier, a lot of the priorities with the budget, some of the smaller things I want to work on, kind of like our city beautification things, I like to keep the momentum of that going. So some of the things I'm pushing for is I'd like to get flagpoles for the downtown streetlights. This sounds small, but hear me out. So I think the city looks so nice when the flags are up. And for not a lot of money, you can get flagpoles to where it spins around so that the flag never loops up. And so we could put them up in the spring and leave them up all summer, because in theory, the flag should never get too wrapped around. And then I like to work in the state of Wisconsin flag and the city of Waupun flag, so that when you come through downtown Waupun, you see a lot of American flags, but you'll also see the state and the city flag. I think that helps make the city look really, really, really nice. And it's just one of the things I'm pushing for. We talked about some of the alley work project in the back. Alleys behind back of the businesses downtown. I've also been working with Jenny Molly from Imagine That Art Studio. She's put together an arts committee for our city, and we're working on a couple of murals for the downtown and another sculpture to add to our collection. One of the things Jenny and I have really clicked on is anything we do artistically in the city, we want it to somehow tie in with Waupun, not just some random painting of Abraham Lincoln. I love Abraham Lincoln. He's my favorite president, but he never came to Waupun. So, like, is prison or Marsh or National Rivet, which made all the rivets for World War II, the Shaler Company and that kind of history. So we're working on, like, as you come into Waupun, one of the buildings will have a Waupun postcard-y looking mural, and then a little sculpture in an alleyway of a couple of kids under a pool, under an umbrella, because Mr. Shaler first made his money making umbrellas. We're working with National Rivet to put one on the wall there on Main Street behind the Rosie the Riveter statue that we've added to our city. So these are some exciting things happening that both make Waupun a destination and just make it look nicer when you visit and celebrate our history. Waupun has a lot of neat history. We're an old city going back to 1839, and you figure the Shaler legacy, the prison legacy, the National Rivet legacy. There's just a lot there to celebrate and point out to people. And it gets people to Waupun. And people have been coming to our city. They like Ice Fest. They like the ice sculptures. They like the new sculpture tours we're doing in the summer. So it's just people make people. And, you know, just economically, as the mayor, when someone comes from Waupun and spends a dollar, that dollar usually gets spent seven times in the city before it leaves. So, and the more dollars, the better, right?
Absolutely.
So, no, Waupun's, it's, I like to say Waupun's got it going on, because it rhymes and we do. One thing I know a lot of people would like to hear is next spring, construction is going to start on Shaler Drive, the connecting it to the north and the south, which is going to be an asset for people who live in the southeast part of the city. And then finally, I did push through 20-some thousand dollars for a couple of little flood studies. There's a couple of pockets in the city with heavy rains that do flood. And as much as I was venting earlier about stormwater ponds, at the same time, I would like to do what we can to relieve the pressure on residents. And I get some pushback at City Hall, because the argument is this isn't the city's fault. And it's not. But we're a nice little city that help each other out. So if there's something the city can do to help move some water to save a couple of houses in a neighborhood, I'm actually pretty soft-hearted and interested in doing that to help folks out. So I guess that's the state of the city. I think we're doing really well, and I like to keep the momentum going.
Certainly. Any events coming up that people would like to take part in?
Yeah, there's a couple, because there's always stuff going on. Yeah. This weekend is the Super Bowl. Like, if you're into that, behind the ice arena, it's a tractor pull. It's very loud. It's fun. It's dirty and dusty, and a lot of beer gets drank, and it's loud. And then the following weekend is Volksfest, which is our Oktoberfest thing that's in Tanner Park across from the ice arena. And it's your traditional thing. It's polka music and a stump fiddle contest. The mayor has the ceremonial first beer, the darkest beer they have. And then there's the passing of the cheese where I have to eat a piece of Limburger.
Ooh.
So that alone, I should get a raise, right? but no, Volksfest is a lot of fun. And I'm not great at polka, but I do it once a year.
Okay. If anyone has any concerns that they want to bring to your attention, can they call you up? Can they come to a council meeting? Mm-hmm. What's a good way for someone who lives in Waupun to get in touch and make a need or a desire or a concern known?
I pride myself on being pretty approachable. So people, they can come to a city council meeting if they want, second Tuesday of the month, 6 o'clock. They can contact City Hall and set up an appointment at my office. I'm part-time, so I don't have solid hours. They can call or text me my personal number. I don't, like, give it out, but it's out there. And then I have a monthly listening session at the Waupun Community Center on the last Tuesday of every month at 1 p.m., so I'm pretty easy to get a hold of. And if for some reason you can't get a hold of me, you just call Angie Hall at City Hall and she'll get me in touch with you.
Very good. It's been an hour well spent. We want to thank Ron Bishop for joining us on Community
Comment. Thank you.
And music is coming up. We want to thank you for listening. This has been Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.